This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, words of wisdom from a long time ago. First, though, you know that racial segregation in this country is now banned in places where it was once common, on buses, in restaurants, in schools. Here in California, there's one place where separating people based on skin color is still allowed: prison. In state prison reception centers, inmates spend their first 60 days sharing cells only with others of the same race. During this fall term, the U.S. Supreme Court will decide whether that's constitutional. Alex Cohen reports.
Buses from all over the state pull up to the Wasco State Prison Reception Center in Central California each day. Inmates come to centers like these when first entering the prison system and oftentimes when being transferred from one institution to another.
Cell 11, don't forget, proceed down to cell 9.
Each week, approximately 500 inmates arrive here wearing paper-thin orange and blue jumpsuits. They're searched and placed in two-person cells with other inmates of the same race.
We don't have any knowledge of an inmate when they come into the institution.
Lieutenant Troy Ojeda says the race of an inmate is one of the few things prison officials have to work with when first making housing assignments. And he says they try their best to make choices promoting safety. In 2002, the last year for which data is available, there were nearly 7,000 reported incidents of assault or battery within California prisons, and race is often a trigger. That's why Ojeda says segregating prisoners by the color of their skin is a smart practice.
If we don't do these things, we could have people fighting on a daily basis. That puts staff at risk, that puts the other inmates at risk, and it doesn't make good sense to put people in a position of peril if you have means available to go ahead and assist you in keeping them apart.
The California Department of Corrections insists that racial segregation isn't formal prison policy. However, officials acknowledge it's been customary for decades to separate inmates by race for the first 2 months at a reception center. Many inmates at Wasco say that suits them just fine. Shane Casey of Fresno is white, as is his cellmate. Casey is serving time for assault with a deadly weapon.
I couldn't cell up with anybody that was another race. It just wouldn't be good. If there was a war between two, that race that's in your cell, I could become a victim, or my cellie could be the victim. You know what I mean?
28-year-old Jerome Lara is serving time for armed robbery. Lara, who is Native American, says he doesn't believe in racial segregation in the outside world, but in prison, he thinks it's a good idea.
It's sad due to the fact that I have a lot of friends that are different races, and when you enter the prison system, it's different. It's stick to your race. It's like your mind can't wonder and think about the outside world because you're no longer there. You are here now.
But others say this kind of segregation is harmful. In 1995, an inmate named Garrison Johnson filed suit against the state's Department of Corrections, claiming separating prisoners by race is unconstitutional. Johnson is an African American, currently serving 36 years to life for murder, robbery, and assault with a deadly weapon. He's been transferred to different prisons 5 times. Each time he went through a reception center where he was housed with another African American prisoner. Bert Deixler is Garrison Johnson's attorney. He says his client feels he'd be safer serving his sentence if he had the initial opportunity to share a cell with an inmate of another race. Integration, Johnson says, could help him avoid gang activity, which often runs along racial lines. Attorney Bert Deixler.
This appears to be the last frontier in which the government engages in a policy of official and automatic racial segregation, a policy which is inconsistent with the last 60 years of history of the United States.
But the California Department of Corrections insists that some segregation is necessary to protect both inmates and staff. Spokesperson Margot Bach says after their initial stay at the reception center, inmates are allowed to have input on their housing assignments. And she adds, even during those first 2 months, inmates have plenty of opportunities to associate with other races.
We have a policy of integrating all of our yards, and in fact, inmates will eat together in the same dining hall. They will work in the same area where they're working on a work project or on an outside work crew. But generally speaking, during recreation time, inmates will gather by race or by a geographic area, and that's something that they do on their own.
So far, the California Department of Corrections has prevailed in the courts, but earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court decided to hear Garrison Johnson's appeal. The court is scheduled to hear Garrison Johnson's case in November and is expected to make a decision by June. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.